Exploring reality. I need some effect with that. Exploring? Oh, no effect. Oh, where is the effect? Exploring reality with DJ Damaru. Maybe I should put more effect so I sound more spiritual. So there's a big exodus of people from Reddit, and everybody's moving to different things. And it's like, oh, it's kind of exciting. Like Mastodon, when Twitter got bought, everybody freaked out about Twitter for 3 days. Everybody opened Mastodon account. And then, everybody went back to Twitter. It's there's always this kind of like, oh, yay, let's have this open source revolution, this federated revolution. You can dumb com, and then Jay Lamoth, it goes, I think you receive an email with that, if I'm not mistakenly. Jay Lamoth, you can check your email. I'm being a little sarcastic there, Jay Lamoth. I was just kind of, oh, it's the demise of Twitter. Great, we can now move to federated social network and open source tools. But then, you know, a few weeks later, a month later, feels like everything is back to normal. The Linux community, I'm a Linux user, often sees these waves of like, oh, Microsoft is putting advertising, and then people go like, oh, wow, I'll move to an open source tools. And it just feels people come back to what they know, right? So, you know, Reddit, people will freak out for a bit, and then they will get back on Reddit after the little bump. People seems to be kicked out of being admin on Reddit, and there's a lot of movement there at this point, and people are looking into other tools that are outside, and please come to Gopher. This is the best network you can be on, Gopher. What's up with Gopher? It's so simple, and people, I don't know, there's kind of a bullshit filter that happens on Gopher. Like, if you're too bullshit, you can go somewhere else. But if you take the time to write on Gopher, people just end up writing just about their life, about who they are, about what they do, and there's kind of like a no bullshit filter. Some people create a new account and they start to bullshitting a little bit, but then they get tired of it because there's really nothing. There's no reverberation, you know. It's if you come into a group of friends and you start being like, hey, do you want to buy my shit because I'm just bullshitting, then nobody's going to talk to you. And it feels Gopher has that kind of filtering, you know, baked into it. And I talk to people, real human, through email when I read their Gopher, and it's kind of really sweet. If you haven't read my latest post on Gopher, I have this old Underwood typewriter, which is an interesting tool. What I've been realizing is anytime you write online or with a computer, it feels like I'm being observed. And, you know, with stuff that came out in the last few years about, you know, the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, all observing and creating an account of you, who you are, and all the tools, and the Edward Snowden stuff, and all these news of like, hey, we're being spied on, and then nothing changed. And I was like, why are they letting that happen? And on the marketing side of thing, you know, it's a good thing that your consumer are in doubt. If you're creating a campaign and people are unclear about something, they would go with the easy way out, right? trying to give an example here, but it's easy to get people to buy your product if they're confused about where to go. And this idea that we are being observed makes it that anytime you use a cell phone or a computer, anything that has a processor, you kind of have a feeling that somebody somewhere can be watching you. And that kind of surveillance capitalism could be very useful for certain people. But I see it as well for me that I restrain myself because I don't know if somebody's listening or somebody's watching. So I just end up not writing stuff that I would like to write sometime. But, you know, because I don't know, you know, I'd rather not. And I think that's a process that a lot of people go through. It's like, well, don't share anything you don't want anyone to know about. And therefore, that part of yourself, it kind of goes in the background. And I don't think that's really healthy. So what I've been doing on the typewriter is to write all the stuff that I don't want anyone to read or don't want to share with anyone, but it needs to be put out there. It's on, you know, loose piece of paper. It's on a keyboard, so I can write fairly smoothly, very quickly. And then what I did as a process, write everything, you know, from childhood to adulthood, everything that needs to come out. And then I put some oil, like some lubricant oil on it, so it burned easily. And just burnt the paper out in the forest, on a rock, and yeah, that was kind of pretty healing to have that happening. Oh, we have a new Gopher user, XNWN, has a new Gopher page, Gopher hole, or something like that. While I'm checking that out, let's go back to Stereolab with Symbolic Logic of Now. We'll be right back. This was Stereolab with it's a new album of stuff that they've done previously. I feel there's some of these tracks that I probably heard before. Anyway, so this is Symbolic Logic of Now, and yeah, I love the 8-bit in remix inclusions of 8-bit into the music. You're listening to I'm realigning my microphone now. You're listening to DJ Damaru Evolution Revolution, show number 101. Yeah, it feels good to be over 100. I've been talking about many things, but also the healing effect of writing. When I write and there's many things happening, and I've found a way to write about what triggers stuff into me. So kind of automatic writing for a while, and then emotion gets triggered, or sensations. And when the sensation gets triggered, I try to keep on writing with that physical sensation, or not faking the physical sensation, but creating words that trigger something in my body. So it's kind of a mind-body experiment of creating words that my mind reads that trigger my body for something, and then I keep on going with that. And that normally opens door to an exploration of emotions, unresolved issues, past trauma, or stuff like that. Anyway, so I've been exploring that way of writing. And then I hit a wall where I was like, oh, I know where this is going, but I don't want to go there. I don't want to write about this. I didn't want some of my subconscious, I guess, or conscious surface, conscious stuff, memories to be on paper. I was no, I can't. Why would I go there with my writing? Like, who wants to read that? And so I stopped that process because it would go in places that were too weird for me. And I would use poetry instead of... So writing poetry, I feel that I can create images or symbolism or archetypal structure that doesn't reveal too much, but still let me express something about what I'm feeling. So... writing on the computer, writing on the tablet, writing anything digital would be kind of a no-no, you know, a no-go zone for any of that deeper emotional release. So using the typewriter was kind of like, okay, that's, you know, one step away from technology. And then realizing that I could just take a loose leaf of paper, write on it as much as I could, and then burn that page. It makes for a beautiful object when it's burned, as the ink doesn't burn as easily, and therefore it leaves a bit of a a very kind of poetic things. Jay Lemma saying, like, just like to write with a nice fountain pen. I agree with fountain pen. I love writing with fountain pen. The problem is I often write on very nice paper in a very nice book for my fountain pen, and therefore I'm not inclined to tear off pages from my book and just burn these, because I want to keep the book, and I like to keep the book in one place. Wow, I love how no one's listening. There's always like 7 people listening in the background. These seems to be connected automatically. There might be a few people in the chat listening. But yeah, I'm far from reaching a large audience with this show, which sometimes bring about the question, why are we doing anything in this world? But anyway, I have fun so far, and we'll see how long that's gonna entertain me and entertain people. But yeah, fountain pen end up being writing in books, and writing with a typewriter makes it that I can just use loose paper from my printer, which is fairly cheap paper, so that doesn't remove from the experience. And the purpose of burning it makes it that I can write anything I want and then let it disappear in reality. If you want to read a little more about that, just wrote in Gopher about it. Let's listen to something a little different. In the Long Dark Grass with Amon Tobin. This was Amon Tobin. Yeah, in a long dark grass. You're listening to DJ Nomaru Evolution Revolution. I'm talking about writing and healing. And yeah, the way we express ourselves. I'm reading a book. It is Daniel Audier interviewing. It's called The Job. And he's interviewing William S. Burroughs. And great, I got some Jay LaMotte information. Oh, okay, that's a URL. That's good. Jay LaMotte was saying not wanting to buy a typewriter. I can understand. I'm lucky that I still have my grandfather's typewriter, a Underwood from 1923, so just turned 100 years old this year. And yeah, typewriter is a bit of a, yeah, you don't want to start to be addicted to collect typewriters. There's a nice one, the Olivetti. There's a red model, like kind of a red orange Olivetti Valentino, and that's the kind of only model that I'd be really excited to have, but they're like very expensive. People are talking about Gemini in the chat, and yes, sdf.org does have a Gemini channel. I like Gemini a little bit, but I prefer Gopher because it's simpler. Gemini adds a bit of complexity without, I don't know, I don't see the need for Gemini personally. I'm sorry, Gemini people, but Gemini being a protocol for posting website in text mode only, and I think there's a simpler language for Gemini and more easily. You can create link more easily. The language is a little closer to Markdown. But yeah, I like Gemini because it's cool. Yep. The name is cooler than Gopher because Gopher has been taken over by the Go programming language from Google. So that makes it, it's kind of sad. And then when you search about Gopher, nothing happens. It's hard to find the real thing. While Gemini is a protocol, it's easy to find about. Gemini, I think it's a little more active than Gopher. It's what I call the underweb, not the dark web, but just below the surface web. So it's not HTTP pages and things like that. It's just another protocol where people can write. And I've really enjoyed my writing experience on there, as I could, I don't know, write more freely because it's not a public, but I don't know, kind of more hidden, more like writing with a bunch of friends, writers, and we all write about our lives. So it makes it more open to being more raw. It was my introduction to write publicly, but in a more personal fashion. So it was in between my journaling and my public writing, and there was less clearing up of my ideas and more of a stuff. Go for public, yeah. Totally. No, I know that public, Gopher and Gemini both have ways to view it from the web, and but people don't do it. It's kind of ugly, and yeah, I don't see that there are a lot of people kind of actively searching for that. So when you are on Gopher, your cool meter just gets a nice little update. So yeah, typewriters, fountain pen, and all the writing apparatus. I really enjoy the process of writing and the healing aspect of writing. I think it's very powerful. And Yeah, I was reading that book. I don't know why I stopped that chain of thought, but I'm reading that book, Daniel Audier, interviewing William S. Burroughs. William S. Burroughs, from the Beatnik culture in the United States, wrote the Naked Lunch and many other books that are kind of a little crazy. I really enjoyed reading his books. At the movie, I think he helped directing the Naked Lunch movie, and it's a pretty decent movie, pretty tamed compared to his books. His books are just like a very literal trip, like by creating juxtaposed ideas and image, it feels like there's a lot going on. And in this interview with Daniel Audier, William S. Burroughs talks about these technique of writing where it's not so much about the kind of the story that you're making, but how you use words in order to create an experience. And he talks at one point, an idea that I'd like to explore more, but these word lock, that culture gets stuck in certain word lock. And I really like that idea because something that I've experienced before, and some ideas or some concept in a society that, you know, this is good, this is bad, and, you know, creating these preconceived ideas or these kind of core concept, the social core concepts that ends not being useful for society, but to be, yeah, kind of locking us in place. Anyway, that was DJ Demaru randomly rambling about evolution, society, culture, revolution, music, and creativity, and writing on typewriters and fountain pen. Thank you for listening. If you've made it all the way through, thank you. And tomorrow at 1500, it's a time for improvisation on synthesizers and other instrument for a live meditation if you're around. Thanks for listening, and we'll go out with a song from Yuzik, Burnt Orange.